Blog Talk Radio. Souls, and welcome to the Compassionate Light Healing and Guidance Show. I'm your host, Catherine Hahn, and I am glad to be here with you today on this, it's a rainy afternoon for me right now in Grafton, Wisconsin. So I hope everyone had a wonderful week. For those who are new to me, my name is Catherine Hahn, and I am an angelic energy healer as well as an angelic channel and a spiritual teacher and coach. So welcome everyone. And as always, I would love to speak with you about what it is that you felt last week when it comes to the energy, or if you'd like some guidance, or just want to share what your weeks have been, especially during this month of October. So if you'd like to chat with me, you can call in at 714-816-4628. And don't forget to press 1 on that keypad to be live on air with me. Also, you can go to psychictalk.net/live. And under the player, you'll actually be able to see that we are doing a simulcast on our Facebook group. So if you want to go to psychictalk.net/live, you'll see that link to be able to enter our chat room, which is in our group. So be sure to join us there if you would like to chat with us, if you'd like to ask questions there. I am doing the simulcast, but I actually won't have my face on there. I won't be live on there when it comes to visually, but I will be, when it comes to my audio, you'll be able to hear it through the group. So you can ask your questions there as well and be able to just chat with me. So, you know, I'll see your questions on there and be able to answer them on air as well. So be sure to join me there if you'd like. And I am so excited to be able to be talking about raising our vibration today. And it's so funny, and I'll go into detail later, but, you know, whenever it comes to topics and when it comes to energy, you know, I'm like the guinea pig where the angels want me to go through it first so that, you know, I can share that with you and I could you know, really show you what the energy is going to be like this week. So so when it comes to energy, I went through what it is it's going to be this weekend, but when it comes to the topic, they actually had me go through some things today. So I'll be sharing that shortly. But let's go ahead and talk about the energy of this week. So we have Archangels Gabriel, as well as Archangel Raziel, and Archangel Uriel, who's not as prominent this week, but will be there with us as well when it comes to the energy of this week. So this week's energy, if you remember last week, we talked about how the end of last week would be about actions and opportunities that would be coming in, and really being able to do those things that we're meant to do, but really feeling into those the energy of those opportunities that come in. And so this week, at the beginning of this week, we're actually going to be going through something similar. So there's going to be more opportunities that come in, more things that we need to experience in order to learn the lessons that we need to learn, as well as to really feel into the energy of these opportunities to see if they are a match for our purpose and what it is that we want to achieve when it comes to our goals and when it comes to our, you know, those intentions that we set this month. And, you know, at the end of this week, we actually have a new moon coming in. So, and the weekend this week. So, you know, it'll be about, you know, just as always, new moons are about setting intentions and really beginning anew those things that we're meant to do. You know, as we enter November, we're going to be in November very soon. And so, you know, towards the end of the week, it's going to be about tuning in and letting go of those things that no longer serve us, as well as to set those intentions with this new moon energy on what it is that you want to be able to accomplish when it comes to November. And the rest of the year, we are, if you can believe it, we're almost in, you know, we're in the holiday season now, and we're going to soon be in year 2020. And I've been talking about 2020 a lot because, you know, we are nearing it. But 2020 is going to be a wonderful year when it comes to, you know, standing in our purpose and really doing those things that we're meant to do. And so right now, the angels and our guides and the universe is preparing us for that. So, you know, October is a month of growth and transformation. And then November, you know, we're going to actually be learning more about our gifts, more about our abilities. So in November, I will be talking more about those gifts that we have. So each week we'll be going through the different clears that we have on how it is that we can use those gifts to be able to do those things that we're meant to do and really step into our purpose this year. So if you'd like to speak with me, be sure to call 714-816-4628. And don't forget to press 1 on that keypad to be on air with me. All right. So that was a little bit about the energy of this week. And, you know, we have also Archangel Gabriel, who's about communication coming in, because, you know, when it comes to what it is that we truly want, what it is that we need to let go of as well, we need to understand that it's important for us to speak what it is that is within us, speak our truth, to speak about those experiences that you've gone through, speak about those things that we are learning. And as we do that, there's going to be more and more opportunities that step forward. And those aha moments and their intuition really flowing through as we share those things, as we really share about ourselves and our vulnerabilities and those things that we've been through. So, you know, be sure to, you know, work with the angels with that. And this week, it's not going to move as fast as like last week. So it's because we are meant to tune in towards the end of this week to be able to, like today, Wednesday, Thursday, I see, where we're going to be asked to tune in and to let go of those things that no longer serve us, let go of those things that we need to release and heal from so that we can really move forward into what it is that we're meant to do, so that we can really step out of our comfort zones as well. So that is the energy of the week. And, you know, it's when it comes to myself, you know, I can really attest to these opportunities that are coming in because, you know, recently and this weekend too, you know, I had new opportunities that just really came in, you know, when I tuned in with the angels. And I do that I channel with them every day. And, you know, they're telling me you need to let go of some things in order for new opportunities to come in. And as soon as I did that, there was a new opportunity that came in. for me. And it made me very excited. It made me feel grateful. And it just was, you know, I just had this feeling of love and happiness and knew that this was the opportunity for me. And I'll be sharing more about that in the coming months. But so, you know, be sure to look out for those opportunities and look out for opportunities to also speak your truth and speak those things that you've been going through and the vulnerabilities that you have, because they're going to bring lessons for you. They're going to bring aha moments for you, and it's going to help you in this growth and transformation of this month as we start to leave this month soon and then enter into a month of gifts and abilities so that we really step into what it is that we're meant to do and create those things that we're meant to create so that we can, you know, start off 2020 on a great start. So, all right. So our topic today is raising our vibrations. And so it's so funny. Today, you know, the angels had me learn a lot of different things. So today, one of the main things that I've learned is about being able to raise your vibration in any type of situation that you're in. So today, it's so funny. You know, it's Monday, and Mondays can be, you know, iffy days for a lot of people. And usually, you know, for myself, I love Mondays. I love that it's a new week and we get to really rev up and start going again with work and all the stuff. But I woke up this morning and there are a lot of things that, you know, went wrong. You know, a lot of things that did not go the way that I expected the week to start out with. So, for instance, this morning, one of my boys, he just was not in a good mood today. And then I had one son where he was sick. You know, he was throwing up and all the stuff, and he was just not feeling well. And then we had issues with our house, you know, when it comes to things falling apart. And then we have rain today. Outside, it's been raining all night, actually. And then right now it's really dark and it's raining. And then also, you know, I had things happen when it comes to my business that were not the way that I had expected it to work out. And so all of these different things happening around me, you know, in all different areas. And the angels, you know, as I tuned in this morning before I came on the show, they're like, you know, there's a reason. There's a reason why. Because you can raise your vibration even through those times that you go through all these different things. If, you know, nothing is going your way, you could still raise your vibration. And so, you know, I was actually ready to cancel the show today. And the angels were like, no, you have to go on. You have to go on because this is part of the lesson. So, you know, the angels wanting me to share with you that no matter what it is that you're going through, no matter the situation, no matter what goes wrong in your life, that you can always raise your vibration. So I want to start with, you know, simple ways where you can raise your vibration. So, you know, this morning, you know, after I was going through all of this and, you know, feeling a little bit frustrated with all that was going on, you know, the angels were like, you know, turn on some music. And so, you know, I turned on some music and it really helped to, you know, raise your vibration. You know, there's songs that came on that really lifted my spirits, that really helped me to change the perspective on certain things. So, and, you know, a lot of times when it comes to raising your vibration, And if you're being called and being led to turn on music or turn on the radio in, you know, on some station, or even turning on the TV, and there's going to be certain songs or certain things that you see and hear that will be something that you need to listen to, that you really needed to hear. And so, you know, as I turned on the music, there, of course, the words matched what it is that I need to talk about when it comes to raising your vibration and changing your perspective. And it was just what I needed to hear to get those aha moments also on, you know, how to change that perspective, to change that story, to change switch my energy so that I can be in this higher vibration that they want us to be in. So, you know, whenever you're going through something and your intuition kicks in and says, you know, turn on the radio, turn on some music and dance. And, you know, they're all meant, you know, it's all meant for a reason. And so, you know, when it comes to music and hearing those right songs, it helps us to raise our vibrations. And sometimes, you know, I'm going to mention this too, because, you know, sometimes we listen to the music, we listen to the radio, and then we turn it off, and then we go back into this lower state. But it's, you know, what that is, is that you're not completely in that lower vibration as you were before, but if you are feeling that low after you've listened to music and after you've done some simple things to raise your vibration, there is another layer that needs to be healed when it comes to limiting beliefs. And last week we talked about limiting beliefs and that it's important for us to heal and let them go in order for us to get this new energy in order for us to even help us raise our vibration. So, you know, after you've listened to the radio, you know, after you listen to some music, if you're feeling low still, it's going to be then important for you to tune into yourself to see, where is this coming from? Where is it stemming from? Why am I still feeling triggered? Why am I still feeling frustration or anger? So it's then important for you to understand where it stems from. And the angels are always there to guide us to that. Archangel Raphael is one who you want to call in order to help you to understand where that stems from and how to heal and let that go, so that it's, you don't have this old energy stuck within, and that you are able to switch the energy so that you can raise your vibration. And so that is, you know, one of the great things that we can do. And, you know, when it comes to raising our vibrations, that's actually very important. And when it comes to using our gifts, you know, our psychic gifts especially, you know, if you feel that you are a channel, especially, it's important for you to raise your vibration in order to be able to channel, especially if you want to be able to channel the angels and be able to channel higher guides. So, like, you know, ascended masters and any higher guides that you have, because, you know, the archangels, the angels, they're on a higher level when it comes to vibration. And so it's important for us to raise that vibration in order for us to really hear what it is that they're sending us when it comes to their messages. And so, you know, if our vibration's really low, it's going to be very hard for us to be able to tune in with the angels, especially with the archangels or ascended masters, because they are on such a higher vibration. So we have to be a match. However, there is, you know, where the ascended masters and the archangels, they will, you know, lower their vibrations just a little bit so that they can match closer to us. But it's really important for us to raise that vibration of our own vibration so that we can really be able to hear them and we really be able to channel with them. So, you know, raising our vibrations is very important. Also, when it comes to raising our vibrations, it's important when it comes to being able to manifest. So if we're not in that right mindset, if we're not, you know, in that higher vibration, it's going to be hard to really get that flow of abundance that we're meant for. So, you know, when it comes to vibrations, if we have limiting beliefs, if we have fears and doubts that are coming in, a lot of it is going to be lowering your vibration, but also blocking you from that abundance that we're meant for. So that's a little bit about, you know, raising our vibration. So I wanted to actually take a few calls right now before we move on. So let's take our first caller who's been holding on the longest. Let's see, caller, area code 415. Hello, caller. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Hello.
Hi.
This is Catherine. Hi. Good. This is Catherine from California.
Hello, Catherine. How are you?
Great.
So how can I help you today?
Oh, just, well, if your topic is kind of receiving messages, I guess any messages for me about how to I can increase this?
Increase your vibration? On your vibration?
To hear their messages clearer or receive them more often.
Okay, so what I am seeing for you is I have Archangel Raphael stepping forward for you. And what I'm also feeling within my heart is there's a lot of stuff going on. There's a lot of hurt in some things that have been going on that have been challenges for you that are still within your heart. So they're limiting beliefs that are coming in, but it stems from those things that you've been through in the past. So it's going to be important for you to do this clearing and healing with Archangel Raphael to understand where it stems from and how to take those lessons that he is sending you. And what I do see also is that have you been seeing angel numbers? Have you been seeing signs around you lately?
Well, usually, I mean, it's not anything unique, but 11:11 is usually the time that I always look at.
Awesome. That's actually it. I mean,
yeah, I know that one.
Yeah, and that's a great sign for you because, you know, they want you to tune in. The angels want you to tune in with them because you do have these gifts that they're showing you, that they're ready to present to you. But it's really important for you to do this healing first because it's clouding what it is that you're meant to do next. When you do this healing, when you do this clearing, it's going to give you clarity on what it is that you're meant to do, as well as your purpose. So I do.
So what do you mean by this healing and this clearing?
So what I'm feeling within you is there's a lot of stuff that you've been through that is affecting a limiting belief for you.
Right, but doing the healing and the clearing by doing what?
So all you want to do is tune in through meditation. I also do encourage you to have a journal with you as you do this. And then to ask Archangel Raphael to step forward for you. I also do see your inner child coming through, as well as your guardian angel as well. So to have them step forward for you. And then notice what comes in into your mind and into your heart as you ask for them to step forward. So then what you want to do is, as those things come in, to write them all down. You know, write down everything mm-hmm. that comes into your mind. And as okay. you do this work, you know, just keep writing. And as you do this, you're clearing out the old stuff. You're clearing out all this old energy that's within you. And okay. then Archangel Raphael is going to help you to see the lessons behind them. So I hope that helps.
Yes, thank you. I'll give it a shot.
You're very welcome.
I've done a lot. I've awesome. Done so much of this already for years, so I'm surprised it came okay. up as this. But
yeah, it's a deeper layer. So, you know, as we
okay.
do this healing, there's going to be deeper layers that come in. I do see a lot of great things coming for you in 2020. So, you know, we're going through this month of growth, this
okay.
month, and then you're going to be able to start seeing what it is that you're meant to see.
Great. Okay. Thanks so much. Thanks for the show.
You're welcome. I hope you have a wonderful week.
Okay. I'll keep listening.
Okay. All right. So let's take our next caller. Let's see. Caller, area code 916. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Oh, thank you for taking my call. My name is Ray, and I'm calling from California.
Hello, Ray. How are you?
I'm doing well. How's your day treating you? Great shows. My first time listening.
Oh, awesome. Well, welcome. So how can I
yeah.
help you today?
Yeah, so I wasn't sure if you were able to help me with the reading. I was trying to figure out what my vibrations were in terms of, you know, finding a job. I've been going
mm-hmm.
10 months. I've been denied 18 different times, actually just 19 within the last 10 minutes.
Okay.
And I'm just frustrated, I guess.
Okay. So what I'm seeing for you is, first, Archangel Shamuel is stepping forward for you. And he is right now showing me that it's time to take a break. Have you been working this whole time, just like nonstop? Like you're just always going?
Yeah, I'm an Uber driver in the meantime. So I drive to San Francisco, which is about 2 hours away from me. And then I drive for 3 days. And then I come home for four. And I'm just always, you know, applying everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, I just feel frustrated, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, so, you know, what he's showing me is that it's time to go back to what it is that you truly love to do. So, you know, during this time where you're taking a break, to be able to kind of tune in and ask yourself what it is that you really want to do, what it is that you love. So it's going back to that. And as you do that, it's going to help you to understand what your next steps are, what you need to do when it comes to your job, what it is that you need to look for when it comes to your job. And I also do have Archangel Raphael stepping forward because there are some limiting beliefs, some fears coming in for you when it comes
okay.
to being able to do those things that you haven't quite done before. So he's actually showing me that you're going to be doing work that you haven't done before, but not to be afraid to apply for it, even though you may not have the skill set.
Okay.
So I hope that makes sense.
Yeah, it's interesting. I was just wondering if you maybe had a timeline, and I guess I'll tell you, should I tell you what industry I'm in?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, so I'm in the public relations, public affairs arena, and my passion is in politics. And I'm in Sacramento, and I was living in Sacramento working in the Bay Area, and then I quit in
mm-hmm.
January, and then I've been searching mm-hmm. for a political position here in Sacramento, and I just applied for something about an hour ago, for something that's kind of unique, kind of different that I haven't done, but it still is somewhat of a crossover with what I usually do. It's just coming to the end of the year, and I just don't want to go a whole year being unemployed, because the one thing that they've been asking me is, well, what have you been doing since you've been unemployed? And I just say, informational interviews and interviewing. I don't know if you see something in that arena, or if you have a timetable, or if you can even give that by chance.
Well, I actually do see that the whole politician thing is great for you. It's wonderful that you are, looking outside of your comfort zone, because that's what you're meant to do. You're meant to do those things that you're really passionate about, that you're excited for. So I actually do see it coming for you within the next couple months. You have to be a little bit patient, but Archangel Samuel is showing me that it's time for you to get off the whole interviewing thing, because that's just going to cause more stress and things that you don't need, and to really start dreaming about those things that you really want.
Okay. It's funny because my mom and I are close, and we went out to dinner last night, and even though her and I hold different political views, she told me, she goes, I know your passion is podcasting, because I've been very hesitant on picking up a podcast and doing it. And she goes, you need to do it because you're an excellent communicator. She goes, I may not agree with what you say, but there's other people that will. And I said, okay, maybe that's push that I need. And then this morning she said, I think you just need to take a break. I think you need to have a staycation to yourself where you do nothing, and you need to treat yourself and relax your mind. And I said, okay, because I'm just beyond frustrated right now.
Listen to your mom. She is a very wise woman.
Yeah, I think I'm just frustrated because I don't have any legitimate answers that are, because before, over the last few months, it's like I had potential prospects, and now those prospects, it seems like they're diminishing, and it's like I just have no hope. I just want to make, a living instead of counting on my Ubering every week,
But yeah, I actually really do agree with your mom when it comes to podcasting. I think you are meant for it. You have an eloquent voice. You speak really well, and I think it will combine with your passion for politics as well. So, seeing those two things, and, it doesn't have to be one or the other. You can always combine them in a way that works for you. So, I want you to, just focus on those and look at the opportunities that will come this week when it comes to those things. But also, I would say, no more applying. I think you're good about that. But also to really focus on what it is that you love to do.
So do you think, because I don't want to take up much more of your time, so do you think something that I've already applied for, I might get the position, do you think, or if you feel that?
Well, when it comes to your passion. So, you talked about the politics that you had just applied for, in that arena. I also do see other opportunities that come your way. So it's not you looking for it, but it's going to look for you.
Okay.
Okay.
And just so you know, about the podcast, I've actually had a show here on Blog Talk Radio for the last 7 years. And, got a lot of listeners, so that's where my podcasting comes from, and I thank you for that.
Awesome. That's great.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Well, I hope everything works out for you. I do see amazing things that's going to happen for you. So, keep this week really focus on you and doing those things that you love to do. I do see some travel that may come in as well for you to help you when it comes to relaxing and having fun.
May I ask for your listeners, do you have contact where people can contact you? Oh, yes. Is it psychictalk.net/Kaplan? Is that what it is?
Yes. So you can reach out to me there.
Okay, great. I'll keep you in mind. And once this stuff, if it happens or whatever, I'll keep you in tune. Where are you located, if you don't mind me asking?
I am in Wisconsin, but we have hosts from everywhere.
I see that. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, hey, thank you so much. I'll keep you in mind once the next few months.
Awesome. Well, I hope you have a wonderful week.
All right. Hey, do me a favor and have a good day, okay?
You too. Thank you.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Awesome. All right. So let's go to our next caller, area code. Let's see, area code 631.
Hello.
Hello. What is your name and where are you calling from?
My name's Nicole. I'm calling from upstate New York.
Awesome. So, Nicole, how is your week going, or your weekend? How was your weekend?
My weekend was, I tried to get some sleep, but, children have other ideas, and I was up, running errands, but that's okay. I'm used to it by now. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Everything's going good. So I'm calling because I wanted to stepping out on, faith as usual, as we, have to have faith in ourselves and, what spirit wants to do. So I'm just, wondering, if you see anything as far as partnerships with business happening soon or anything, any messages that you can get from me around that?
So do you have a business right now?
I don't.
Okay.
And actually, and as far as like business, I wouldn't even consider it like business. It's just really because I made a big decision to actually stop my master's program for mental health counseling because I just figured I just got this overwhelming feeling that it's just, it's too restrictive for me. I don't want to be governed about, how to do things and regulations. And, I know that I'm supposed to be like, I am a healer and, I know I'm supposed to be working directly with people. I've just, it just really felt, just not right for me to just go the route with, getting licensed to do it. So I stopped.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just wondering, I feel like it was the right decision, but I just wanted to make sure, just some confirmation about that, that I'm making the right decision around it.
Yes, I actually do hear a yes, that your intuition is correct. Our intuition is always correct, but
yes.
You really felt that feeling because, you are completely right. You are a healer, but yes, you don't want to be restricted. And I see you as a natural healer. And so, when it comes to the way that you speak, you're actually healing people as you speak, as well as I also do see some writing. Do you write at all?
Write?
Mm-hmm.
Did you say write? Oh, yeah. And both of those things resonated with me because, when I stopped, the next thing that I felt was like podcasts. Talking. So the fact that you said like healing through my voice and things like that, and I've always written out just everything really like throughout my whole life. I just write things down, whether it's to remember. I do remember things better, but also, as far as, because another thing that I definitely feel like as far as manifesting, I feel like that's one of the things that I can help people do, and writing is a big part of that. So that's always something that I wanted to do. I do naturally anyway, just as far as, just trying to recall things to me that I feel that would help me and things like that, like whether it's moving or if I need a car or something like that. Like it always just, it happens like literally all the time. So I'm like, there's something to this. Like, am I supposed to help people with this?
That is so awesome. It feels so good for you. That is amazing.
It does.
So, yes, I would look into podcasting.
that's something that's coming in for you, you do have this great intuition that, and yeah, you know, when it comes to the way you speak, and like, I just feel these chills right now for you because you are finding out what it is that, you're finding out what it is that you're meant to do, and you're figuring out your gifts and your abilities, and it's just going to keep growing. So, you know, keep following what it is that you're feeling, and that writing that you're doing, you're actually channeling, if you, you know, whether you know it or not. You're channeling messages. Yes, so you're channeling messages from Source, from God, you know, whatever you call him, the higher power, as well as your guides and angels. I do see them around you as well. And
yeah, I know my mom
have...
and my grandma is part of that. I call it like my spiritual team. Like, I know they're like, because my mother passed this past December, and my grandmother, she passed away in 2012. And, like, when I felt it really strong when my grandmother passed away, but then when my mother passed away, and then my uncle passed away a month after her. And I don't know, like, it was just like a jolt, like, all, like how you said, just, I've just literally been listening to myself and, like, you know, trying not to doubt myself, like, you know, like how you said, intuition is always right. Like, I'm always like, because when, as a parent, it's hard, you know, because I have to, you know, that's why I went to school, because I have to support them. And it was a really hard decision to stop doing it. But I'm really just trying to, you know, see where this takes me and listening to, you know, what they're telling me. So that's like, you're like really giving me confirmation that, you know, I'm on the right path.
Yes, that's so awesome. Yes, I feel this new energy for you. And, you know, and it's awesome that you're trusting in the universe to really support you, you know, even with your kids. And that's amazing. And what I actually do see in the next couple months for you, as you continue to do this growth, as you figure out more of your gifts, because you have more. So more is coming, you know, so keep doing that writing, you know, keep tuning in with the angels. And I do see that your parents, your mom and your grandmother do have a great, influence when it comes to what it is that they're showing you as well. But there's also another level where, you know, you have your guides and the angels. So if I want you to start practicing tuning in with, you know, with your grandmother and your mom, and then also tuning in with the angels, because you're going to see a difference there. There's going to be a difference in energy. And yeah, I'm so excited.
That's
for
so
you.
Crazy, because I always say I need to meditate, because that's one of the, you know, it's so, like, I don't know what is wrong with me in, like, meditating, but I know that, I need to do that. That's what I felt when you said that, you know, to channel the, you know, get more in contact with the angels, like, meditating just came to my mind, like, you have to meditate, like my grandmother or something like that is like, come on, you're like, yeah, she's right, you have to connect.
Awesome. Well, and you know what? You know, if you are ready to do some podcasting, contact me.
Yes, I can
definitely help you, because, you know, what I also do see is that, you know, with the podcasting, it would help you. You are a teacher. So, you know, I want you to know that along with being a healer, you're also a teacher. And so all those lessons, you know, everything that you've written down, the lessons that you've learned throughout your time, all of those are your teaching points. Those are what you're going to teach from. So, you know, I want you to keep that in mind as you are, you know, tuning in with the angels, tuning in, meditating. And, you know, when you're meditating, you can always connect with your guides, your angels, you know, with your grandmother and mother, and you keep practicing that, because you're going to see your gifts expand.
Do you, like, I hate saying psychic, but I feel like when you said that, because I don't know what it, when I meet people, it's like, I read them like just like that. Like I read it, you know, like empath, you know, those types of, and I definitely could feel like empath energy, but definitely like, I'm wondering, like when you say expanding, like, you know, is it more like that psychic, you know, for lack of a better word, you know, like what I'll just like know, you know, like psychics just tell you, like, you know, I feel like it's, you know, more in that direction. You know, is that what you mean by, you know, it'll expand my intuition,
so
like more in that way?
Yeah. So, you know, first off, I want you to know that you do have this gift of knowing. And that's why,
okay. You know,
it, and that's part of intuition. Our knowing.
Yeah,
you know, you have that great gift. And also we have to remember that everyone has psychic gifts. You know, they may not call it psychic gifts.
Right.
But we all have those. We have, you know, being able to hear and see. You know, if you are, you know, you're able to hear someone talk about a tree and you could imagine that tree, and you could see it in your mind, that's actually part of seeing, your clairvoyance. So, you know, when I ask you to meditate and tune in, those, you know, those gifts are going to be expanded. They're going to, you're going to be able to see and know better and with clarity. So, you know, that's what happens when we practice.
So now kind of nervous, but kind of exciting, but wow.
Yeah, so now that you're more aware of your gift, you know, as you just keep practicing, as you keep tuning in with others, you know, feeling into everyone's energy as you communicate with them, as you, you know, even approaching them, if you feel like, you know, you can't approach them, you know, there's a reason why. And if you're able to approach someone really well, there's also a reason why that happens.
But that's all, that's me all the time. People are like, literally, I feel like a magnet sometimes. Like even, you know, when I go out, like, you know, people just naturally, you know, and that's, you know, what led me to believe, like, I've just always been like with working with people. And then I just gravitated to the mental health side because I just feel pulled to, you know, help people in that way. But it's always, wow, that's so, that's always been me. And I'm kind of like, you know, unassuming a little bit. So it kind of like, you know, it kind of threw me off when it, you know, in the beginning, but now I'm used to it. But yeah, that's all the time. Like people, they just naturally, they just start talking to me. And it's about like stuff, you know, like people talk about the weather and stuff like that. But you know, they just, I don't know, they just open up. So, wow, much confirmation.
Yes,
thank you.
Yes, definitely. And so when it comes to your business, I actually do see you in a business. So if you have been thinking about it, just know that it's meant for you. So, you know, let go of those fears, let go of those doubts, and really move forward.
Definitely, definitely, because, you know, that is just, you know, because I meant business, but really just, you know, working for, you know, myself, you know, as far as helping people. I just want to go directly to the people. You know, I don't really have a desire to, like, work for a corporation or something like that. You know, just directly with me and, you know, the people. But, you know, that's what I mean by business, just, you know, directly with them. I would just love to, you know, just have, you know, that as far as, you know, my main source of just being provided for, just working straight with, you know, with the people. So definitely, I'm excited.
Awesome.
You know,
I'm
usually
so
it's like a little, like
I'm
feeling so nervous, but now, you know, it's like energized. Like now I'm excited. Thank you. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Thank
and
you
if
so
you
much.
Need
now
anything.
Definitely be in touch again. Thank you.
Yes. All right. Well, have a wonderful week.
You too. Thank you.
All right. Okay, let's go to our next caller. But before we do have some announcements that I need to go through. We are almost at the top of the hour. Didn't realize it's been going so fast. But let's see here. And, you know, if you are calling in and would like to speak with me, you know, be sure to call 714-816-4628. And don't forget to press 1 on that keypad so that you can be on live with me. But I am going to go in and take care of our announcements, see what's coming up on Psychic Talk. So if you go to psychictalk.net/upcoming, you can see the full lineup there. But let's see here. We have on Friday, our next show is going to be on Friday, and the doctors are in. So open lines and mini readings with Dr. Rose and Dr. Dax. And then also on Saturdays, on Psychic Saturday, with Mary Brown and Dax Carlisle, they'll be talking about psychic spin. Will the paranormal go mainstream? So if you're interested in what they have to say, be sure to tune in to their show. And then with our new host, Sharona Repsik, she and her show Magic Universe, she will be having guests, a special guest, Athena Duggan, and they will be talking about all things magic, I believe. So I'm very excited for her. You know, it's her second show. So be sure to tune in with her as well. She has this amazing energy, and I'm excited for her show as well. So, awesome. So that is what's coming up. So if you want to go to see what's coming up next, you can go to psychictalk.net/upcoming. All right. So let's continue taking some calls. Let's see. Our next caller, area code 808. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Hello, my name is Talisha. I'm calling from Hawaii.
Hi, Talisha. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. So Hawaii, that's awesome. I love it.
What was that?
Oh, so how can I help you today?
Oh, well, I am currently waiting to hear back about my disability case. I've been having some health issues, and I'm just wondering if you see that happening or if I should continue trying to find something that I could possibly do.
So so possibly do when it comes to work or?
Yeah.
Okay. So what I... Okay, so I have Archangel Raphael stepping forward for you, and what he's showing me is that it's really going to be important for you to do some healing with him. And, you know, do you meditate right now?
Not as much as I should.
Okay, so, yeah. You know, I want to encourage you to do some meditating. You know, it doesn't have to be a long time every day, but, you know, just a few minutes every day. And what he's showing me is there's going to be messages that he sends you, you know, through your mind on what it is that you need to heal and let go. But also he wants you to start writing those things that are coming up within you. So, you know, all those past things that are coming up, to write them down. So it's going to be very therapeutic for you. To be able to do that, and it's going to help you with your vibration. It's going to help you with your energy. So I do see a lot of writing for you. I think you have that gift when it comes to writing.
Okay.
So you know, write down anything that comes in, that flows in, and just keep writing. You know, and as you write, you're going to be bringing out all this old energy. And because we need to be able to let go of the old energy to bring in new energy. So, you know, I want you to, you know, just write, you know, keep writing as it just flows in through your mind. And also what it is that you're feeling as well, to connect those two. Because as you do that, you're going to see what triggers you, what it is that is making you frustrated, that needs to be healed. But also, I do see Archangel Raphael reminding you of those times when you felt that power that you have, and to give you that reminder so that you can feel, remember that power that you have within you. And as you do this work, you're going to be knowing what it is that you need to do, what it is that you need to focus on when it comes to work, and to also to renew your energy, to recharge your energy as well. So it's all of this is going to help you and give you those lessons that you need to learn and what it is that you need to do in order to change the perspective on different areas of your life. So I hope that makes sense.
Yes, it does. So do you think I should let go of this disability case? Like, or is that... It's very stressful, all of it.
I know. And, you know, to let go of it right now, for now, but focus on those things that you've gone through in the past. I do see some things coming in for you through your mind that you've been thinking about. Other than this disability, you know, other things that have been going on, as well as some limiting beliefs, and, you know, any fears and doubts that are coming in when it comes to your family and when it comes to relationships. So, you know, to put that on paper, put all of that, those ideas and all of those thoughts on paper, because, yeah, what he's showing me is you have this gift. For writing, that's going to really help you during this whole process, and it's going to help you to find clarity on what it is that you need to do next.
Okay.
So I hope that
helps. Thank you. It kind of steers me towards the direction I was considering. Yeah.
Awesome.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome, and I hope you have a wonderful week.
You too.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Awesome. So let's go to our next caller. Caller area code 856. Hello.
Hi. How are you?
Good. How about you?
Doing good.
What is your name and where are you calling from?
Rose Maria from New Jersey.
Hi, Rose Maria. So how can I help you today?
I guess the same question as the last caller you have, or relationship or whatever's coming in for me, or money, finances, whatever, either one.
Okay. So I have Archangel Shamuel stepping forward for you. And what he's showing me is it's time to take a break. Are you a busy, busy person?
A what person?
A busy person?
Yeah. We can say that.
Okay. So, yeah. So what he's showing me is it's really important for you to take some time for yourself and do those things that you love to do. Because what I'm seeing is there's going to be burnout really soon if you don't do anything to really recharge your batteries, to really do those things that you love to do that relaxes you, that really gets your mind off of work, gets your mind off of all these different things that are stressing you out. So relax, whether it's taking a long hot bath or you know, anything that is creative as well. Sorry, I'm seeing a lot of feedback.
Probably my computer's picking up. Sorry about that.
Oh, no problem. So I hope that resonates.
Yeah, I've been doing that. Yeah, I have to get money coming in to pay bills.
Well, you know, but it's really important because if you don't take care of yourself and you burn out, you're not going to be able to help anyone else and you're not going to be able to work if you're burnt out. and even more stressed than you are. So it's really important for you to do this, you know, even if it's just 5 to 10 minutes a day, doing the things that you love to do, it's going to help you to feel good. It's going to help you with your vibration. It's going to help you to feel that excitement that you're meant to feel. And you're actually going to get more clarity on what it is that you need to do next.
Okay, got it. Yeah, I've been doing that too. Cool. Appreciate it.
You're very welcome. I hope you have a wonderful week.
You too.
All right. Okay, and let's go to our last caller. Caller, area code 805. Hello.
Hi. Good afternoon. Hello. This is Donna. I'm in California.
Hi, Donna. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you. How are you?
I'm great. So how can I help you today? I feel you've called in before, right?
Yeah. It's been a while, though. Yeah. I just wanted to know about finances because I'd like to be able to get enough money so I could go traveling maybe to Thailand or somewhere.
Awesome. Yes, you know, it is meant for you to travel, let's say that. But right now what I'm seeing is Archangel Raphael and Archangel Samuel are stepping forward for you. And Archangel Raphael is showing me that it's really important for you to focus, get your focus off of money and how that's going to come in, how you expect it to come in. And remember that abundance comes in many different ways. So to remember that, to be open to how it comes in.
Okay.
Also, I have Archangel Samuel stepping forward for you because he wants you to know that you are always supported. The universe always has your back. So to remember that. And to remember that it's important to be grateful for all the things that you have right now. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So, you know, that's what they're showing you. So, you know, whether it's doing a gratitude journal every day, you know, list 5 things you're grateful as soon as you wake up in the morning. And it's
okay.
going to help you with your vibration, which in turn is going to help you to get that flow of abundance that you're meant for, because we're all meant for abundance in all kinds of ways. And so, you know, what they're also showing me is you've been seeing signs. Have you been seeing certain signs?
Certain signs? Like I saw 1111, and I know that's an angel number. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then,
So, you know, those, they're reminding you to, you know, stay positive and also to remind you that the angels are always there. So, you know, if there's anything that you need, anything when it comes to, you know, feeling low or feeling as if you don't have any energy, to call on them. They're always there. You can call on them. Also, I do see that they want you to do some more meditating.
Okay,
I do that for a half hour.
I do it for a half hour every morning, but I mean, I could do it in the evening too.
But, you know, when it comes to meditating, to ask for them to step forward, that's what I mean. So, you know, they're showing me, yes, that you do, but the way that you do it, they want you to really focus on, you know, bringing your guides and the angels in, because you have these gifts that they're showing me when it comes to clairvoyance, when it comes to knowing and hearing, that they want you to expand that. They want you to expand it.
Oh, that makes sense, because during my meditation about a month ago, I've been asking the universe to bring in a male partner for me and more abundance, and all of a sudden, I got a message that said it's coming soon, and it filled me up with love and appreciation and gratitude and It was so soft and gentle the way I heard the message. It was lovely.
Awesome. So yes, you know, as you keep practicing, as you keep asking for the angels to show you and to have them step forward for you, you're going to expand your gifts. You're going to be able to see. You're going to be able to hear even better. You're going to be able to feel even more. So keep working on that. And like I said, as soon as you ask for the angels to step forward for you, they're there. So just trusting and knowing that.
Yeah. Oh, I like that. Wonderful.
Awesome.
Okay. I'll do that.
Awesome. Well, and then you'll have to let me know how that goes.
Okay. I will.
Yeah. Well, I hope you have a wonderful week.
Oh, yes. And thank you very much. That was wonderful. Thank you.
You're welcome. All right. Bye-bye. So, bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, so actually we have one other caller. Let's take that caller, and then we'll end the show. Hello, caller. What is your name, and where are you calling from?
Hi. My name is Lori, and I'm calling from Florida.
Hi, Lori. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Awesome. So how can I help you today?
Yes, I hope you can. I have been aspiring to do my passion, which is get paid to work from home and doing some any kind of writing job. That has been my steady, stable go-to career. It's not work. It's really, really fun. And for one reason or another, it has been a monumental block, and it's been going on for over 8 years. And I don't know what I did to bring it on, but I know that I'm not alone. And do you see the things that I've done to change having any kind of an impact on my desire to get gainfully paid and to work from home writing?
Yes. Actually, it's awesome that you mentioned that, because I have Archangel Raphael and Archangel Gabriel stepping forward for you. And yes, writing is what you're supposed to be doing. So that's what they're showing me. And working for yourself, yes, I do see you writing a book and having it published. And so, you know, working from home, you know, that's what you would be doing. And so... it's going to be a process, though. So the things that you're supposed to write is going to be different from what you're thinking. So what Archangel Raphael is showing me, that there are some things that you need to heal before you can really move on with it. So there's some things from your past that's coming forward that is meant for you to heal and for you to understand the lessons from it, because it's actually going to be part of what you write, if that makes sense.
Yeah, no, well, it's all comes full circle, because the reason why I've been inhibited from writing was because there is a group of people that have been stalking, blocking, harassing and bothering me. My writing is out there already, just not credited to me, and it's making other people an awful lot of cash. And again, I did nothing wrong, absolutely nothing wrong. So, you know, I should be having that money, not them.
Okay, but the thing is, that is actually part of your healing process. So you have to really look into that, look into your past, and to see why is it triggering you? Why is it affecting you the way it is? And then what I'm being shown for you is that it's going to be important for you to focus on you. Focus on your
I can't hear you. Can you speak up? I'm I can't hear you. Are you there?
Hello?
Yes. Yes, now I hear you.
So I hope you heard what I had just said.
No, I didn't. Could you please repeat it?
Yes. So, you know, what part of the whole healing process, it has to do with really focusing on yourself and the things that you're meant to do. So don't let outside forces, outside things that are happening, affect you and affect who you are. And that's part of the healing that you're going to be doing with Archangel Raphael. So, you know, to tune in, to understand where this is actually stemming from, because it's triggering you. And it triggers you because it needs to be healed. And if it didn't trigger you, it's because you don't need to heal from it. You let that go and released it. But there's a reason why it is. And so it's important for you to look into it, to dig in, to tune in with Archangel Raphael, to understand why this is affecting you and how to change that story. Because part of that, you know, once you heal from it and once you let it go, you're going to be able to get clarity on what it is that you need to write about, what it is that you need to do next when it comes to writing. And, you know, and writing is going to be a main thing for you. So I hope that's helpful.
I have healed. Yeah, no, definitely. I have healed from it, but yet it still continues. My email still gets rerouted. I don't know what else to do. I'm not doing anything. I'm just trying to be a normal person, and I know who they are, and I'm not fighting. I don't know what to do.
So if you were healing from it, it wouldn't affect you. Whatever they're doing, it wouldn't matter. And so it's really important to dig deeper. There's a deeper layer there that needs to be looked at. And once you do, whatever they're doing, it's not going to affect you. It doesn't matter what they're doing. They could be doing whatever. But really focusing on you and getting clear on what it is that you're meant to do so that you could get that flow of energy onto paper and onto what it is that you're meant to do. Because with your writing, you're going to be doing amazing things. And so I want you to know that. And I feel that, especially with 2020 coming, it's going to be an awesome year for you.
Okay. And
all right.
Thank you. I don't even know how to clear anymore because it's been 8 years of this. And I just don't know how much more to clear or what much more to do.
All I want you to, what I want to suggest is during meditating to ask Archangel Raphael to step forward for you and to ask him what it is that you need to know when it comes to healing this. What it is that you need to heal from. And in your mind, you're going to get a lot of information come through. And it may seem like your imagination or you're just kind of thinking things, but it's actually part of the process of healing.
Okay. Sounds real good. I do appreciate it. Thank you.
You're very welcome. I hope you have a wonderful week.
You too. God bless you.
God bless you too. All right. So I want to thank everyone for joining me today. We did go over a little bit over the hour with all the calls, but you know, when it comes to raising our vibration, there's so many different ways to do that. So I'm actually going to continue next week with talking about raising our vibrations, and also to end the month. It's going to be on the 28th, I believe, next week. And, you know, finish talking about growth and transformation because, you know, that's what this month was about. And then also I'm going to be sharing the energy of next month as well. So be sure to tune in for that. I'm so excited because it's going to be an amazing month.
as we head into the next year. So I want to thank everyone for joining me, for those who listened in, and for those who called in as well. I'm sending you all lots of love and light, as always. And also, you know, if you need to connect with me, if you would like to share what it is that you've been going through, you know, I talk about sharing your truth. And I always want everyone to have someone to be able to talk to about your truth, what it is that you've been going through. So be sure to connect with me. You can go to psychictalk.net /Catherine, C-H-H-A-R-I-N-E. And you can always connect me with me in different ways. You know, I have several different social media handles and things like that that you can reach me on. Be sure that you know that there's always someone that you can speak to when it comes to getting guidance and advice and just speaking what it is that's been on your mind and in your heart. So sending you all lots of love and light, and I will talk to you all very, very soon. So next week. So bye-bye for now.